We are £11,000 short of our £2.85 million target. So we are within a hair's breadth of achieving that astonishing goal to bring a second life-saving aircraft to Cornwall.
Why is the second helicopter necessary?
Three reasons. First and foremost, it provides us resilience within the service. You know, we work these aircraft extremely hard. There are occasions when they need a lot of maintenance doing to them. So this will give us the capability to ensure that we have an aircraft available to us 365 days a year. Equally as well, it provides us with the versatility and capability to look at potentially at peak times and whether we could in the future maybe run two aircraft in parallel as well, which will enable us to, you know, this will enable us to do that. So that it really enables us to provide a world-class critical care air ambulance service.
When are we expecting to see it up in the skies above Cornwall?
It's our dream to see that aircraft in service by the summer. It's our busiest time of year. It's a time when, you know, the number of jobs will go up exponentially, the roads are busier, so we know through experience that that is a time when a second aircraft would be extremely useful to us. So it is our absolute dream to see it in service for the summer.
Tell me about the people of Cornwall and how generous they've been, because it was a big appeal.
Look, Cornwall is not a rich county. You know, times are tough out there. You know, tourism took a hit last year. It is truly astonishing the generosity of the people of Cornwall and the Isle of Scilly in supporting their air ambulance. You know, this is their charity and it is a lifesaver and a life giver to a lot of people every single year. So it's amazing, the generosity, the support, the engagement, just the passion for their charity. Constantly amazes me, and it is, you know, phenomenal to have that level of support. And just a massive thank you. Every single penny, every single pound makes a difference and is a lifesaver.
Finally, tell us how people can donate to get you to that finish line.
So a whole host of different ways people can donate, but the best way probably going to our website, which is cornwallairambulancetrust.org, and all the details on there to make a donation. Equally, pop into any of our shops around Cornwall, including our newest shop in Lanson, and obviously in Newquay as well. You can pop into the shop, see Kirsty there, pick up a bargain and make a donation at the same time. Just a massive thank you to all the listeners of Radio Newquay. Yep, it's been phenomenal support you've been able to provide. So thank you, thank you, thank you.